You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. You know the house of pain
is in effect, y'all. And anyone that steps attention, moms. If you're listening, you get major props. I don't know how many moms are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, but if they are, you get major props from me. And the Browns also are going to give you props. They're hosting the Moms Football Safety Clinic on Saturday, August 22nd at training camp. Tickets are only $5, include a private viewing of the training camp practice, a commemorative gift. I like to say commemorative gift. And a two-hour clinic to show moms how the game is being played safer than ever before in a fun and interactive way. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com to register now. But hurry, space is limited. Nathan Zgura and Matt Wilhelm here. We're going to bring in our producer, Dino, Dave DiNatale. We're going to do a little after further review.
Well, it's been a while, guys.
It has been.
Great to have you, man.
Yes, yes. My new afternoon assignment here with you guys during the season, so I'm excited about that. Let's get rolling here on
after further review.
All right, guys. Question one for you. What Browns player's stock is up right now through these first 5 days of camp?
The player who I believe has stock that has risen in the first 5 days of camp already had a high price tag with the 12th overall pick in the 2015 NFL draft, Danny Shelton. He has not disappointed, as we had, you know, the play the draft winners in here talking about Danny Shelton chasing the play 40 yards down the field. The energy he has pre-snap, the way he plays through the snap, taking on those double teams time and time again, making the play today on the tip pass to secure those camo jerseys for the defense. I believe Danny Shelton's stock has risen and has lived up to the billing of being selected 12th overall.
I'm going to go with Pierre Desir because he's my guy, and Matt Wilhelm loves how much I love Pierre Desir.
I do.
I wish that was on TV right there. We'd probably be off the air permanently. It'd be the end of our show. But 2 days in a row, one day Tremont Williams is out. Today, Joe Hayden gets a day of rest. 2 days, Pierre Desir working with the first team. So I think his stock is up right now in the eyes of the coaches. It's going to be interesting to see, though, does that translate to game playing time?
I don't necessarily know.
I don't think so either. Most times they go dime. They go three safeties, three corners. You know, or do they think if he plays so well,
yes,
does he maybe stay on the outside and they decide to slide Hayden or Tremont at times into the slot?
That is something that could happen, or him playing so well or showing something so good in his replacement duty for Tremont or Joe Hayden that they create a package with the usage of Pierre Desir, which is a true dime package with four corners.
Yes, which I would love to see.
After further review.
All right, on the flip side, though, gentlemen, what Browns player needs to step up? Who needs to step up the most after 5 days?
I'm not going to go player. I'm going to go players. I believe that I know it's unfortunate that you get injured, but I believe Terrence West and Duke Johnson need to step up and need to prove their value and fulfill their role for this football team. Right now, we know what we're going to get out of Isaiah Crowell. If he can secure that football, he's going to be the bell cow that I believe he can be. But behind him is an up-for-grabs situation. Can Duke Johnson secure that? Is Terrence West going to fulfill that? Or a guy that we had on our radio show, Sean Drone, you know, fifth-year NFL veteran, going to be the most reliable for this football team? And as you mentioned, Nathan, reaping the benefits of Mike Pettine.
I would say what Browns player needs to step up after 5 days? It's an interesting one. I want to see, you know who I haven't, and I'm not calling him out because he's actually looked close. He's looked good. He's been around the ball a lot, but he haven't really noticed much of Tashaun Gibson. And I think for him coming into this contract
almost had a pick
year,
today.
Almost had two that yes. He didn't get, and he almost had a third that he should have had, but ended up being a completion for a touchdown over him. So I want to see Tashaun Gibson getting it done. I want to see him step up. But really, at the end of the day, this team is going to come and go with the quarterback play. So every single day, I want to see the quarterbacks continue to step up and play well.
After further review,
what is the best position battle going on so far in camp?
I'm going to go back to the stock-up player that Nathan mentioned in Pierre Desir. I believe the third corner position behind Tremont Williams and Joe Hayden, so it would essentially be the next guy in line because Pierre Desir, as we all know, drafted in the fourth round last year, but Justin Gilbert selected eighth overall in the first round of last year's draft. High expectations for him, and right now Pierre Desir is getting that nod simply by being on the field in front of him, and you saw at times both of them on the field when Tremont Williams got a break as well. So I think the corner room is going to be very competitive, It's just a matter of coming down to a few things. There's six opportunities for these guys. There's the orange and brown scrimmage that will be next, almost live. There will be those the scrimmages versus the Buffalo Bills in Rochester, and then the four preseason games for all the competitions and positions battles to really filter themselves out.
I'm going to go wide receiver as the best battle because Brian Hartline stepped up today. He looked very, very good to me. You know, and Travis Benjamin is stepping up. You've got Marlon Moore there. You've got everybody talking about Terrell Pryor as well. I think it's a very interesting battle. How many do they keep? Ray Farmer says he's keeping the best 53. Is that five receivers? Is that six receivers? Is that seven receivers? I think that that battle for whoever ends up making this team, Travis Benjamin, Moore, Terrell Pryor, is going to be a very interesting one to watch, and it's going to be one that I think goes down to the wire.
After further review.
And wrapping it up, this will be interesting to get your answer. The injury that has hurt this team the most is?
This is going to coincide with the players that need to step up. I think Terrence West and Duke Johnson, as I mentioned, it's unfortunate that they've gotten injured. But Mike Pettine's frustration in his press conference in regards to those two injuries, Ray Farmer had to release some players, go out and get practice bodies, guys that necessarily don't have a great shot of making the Cleveland Browns active roster and potentially maybe even the practice squad. So Terrence West and Duke Johnson need to nurse these injuries just as shortly and quickly as they can, get them better, get back out there so that Mike Pettine and all of us attending practice, us evaluating practice, can be reassured by something that we're supposed to hang our hat on, which is the Browns' ability to run the football.
I agree. Duke Johnson is the one because he's the one unique guy that isn't replaceable. He has a skill set that no other running back on this team has, and I think you could hear that from Mike Pettine, a little bit frustrated with it as well. So Duke Johnson's the one, to me, that has hurt this team the most in terms of an injury. They've been pretty fortunate not to really have a lot of major injuries thus far. Billy Winn probably going to be the most significant injury, but he is expected. They hope to have him back in about a week, and certainly talking to him, it was feared it was much worse, and it's going to be much better. So hopefully that will be the case, and he'll be back soon. But, yeah, it's got to be Duke Johnson for me. That's who the team wants to see out there. He brings something different than the rest of the players in this team and in that running back room for sure. When we come back, we're going to hear from Dante Whitner, the Cleveland native and leader of this team on defense, with his comments after practice today. We'll be back.